That's what happens when you allow 30 seconds to daydream. You can't even tell the time anymore. It's 9 minutes to 5 o'clock. I'm sure many listening are part of body corporate schemes, sort of sectional title schemes that have a body corporate, or at least you're part of a homeowners association. And many a times, additional money and resources is required of you because, oh, I don't know, you are refurbishing the fire escape. You need to build the pool. You need to secure the perimeter of the compound you find yourself in because of security concerns. And often that money needs to come out of the participants to that scheme. There are times when a body corporate or a homeowners association is allowed to go to a bank, to a lender, and actually ask for some money. To find out when those times are appropriate, Zelinda van der Merwe is the director of TVDM Consultants. TVDM Consultants are specialist community schemes attorneys specializing in sectional title, homeowners associations, retirement schemes, and constitutional property law. Zelinda, thank you very much for waking up so early on a Monday morning to join us. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's definitely an opportunity for me to not daydream either. So I'm looking forward to speaking to your listeners.
Let's start. Okay, let me ask the obvious question. It is permitted, is it not, for body corporates and homeowners association to go and borrow money?
Correct. It is permitted.
Under what conditions? What needs to be satisfied before this happens?
It's a lot easier in sectional title schemes because they're governed by the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act, and obviously the Act is quite clear as to the conditions that are relevant. Whereas in a homeowners association, it can be a little bit murky in that it's whatever the Constitution or the Memorandum of Incorporation says. And in preparation for today's chat, I just went to go and have a look at a couple of constitutions and memorandums that I have drafted and I've dealt with. And very often it's not too clear as to the specific function or duty that the directors or the trustees have. And one has to read very general principles in order to understand whether or not this right exists. So that's a little bit of a learning curve for me that I need to realize I need to make that a little bit more clear. But having a look at the sectional title legislation, it is something that used to only require a trustee decision. And under the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act that came into force over 4 years ago, you now need a special resolution of the members of the body corporate, which is quite a lot of people that have to vote in favor of it. It is 75% of the members, either if no meeting is called, alternatively 75% of the members of a quorum at a meeting. And, you know, you used a couple of examples of whether or not the community needs to build a pool or secure itself. And while listening to you, I thought to myself, wow, is that, you know, are those good examples? Are those necessary? And I've never thought of it before, to tell you the truth. And, you know, the wording of the legislation speaks about when money is needed or required. And I thought to myself, gee, because you'd have to motivate quite a lot to see that I require or I need a swimming pool. But security is definitely something that, you know, is on the forefront of everyone's mind when it comes to a requirement or a need. So there is quite a clear guideline as to the how that function can be undertaken by the members, by the trustees, once it is duly authorized.
That very same act requires that those entrusted with the responsibility obviously come to an annual general meeting and say, we anticipate that in the next year we're going to need to do A, B, C, D. It's going to cost X amount of money. Therefore, we are setting the levies at Y. Is this a way of perhaps, I suppose, allowing those entrusted with the responsibility of getting away with it? I'm asking the question in a clumsy way, but I think you know what you mean, what I mean, Zelinda. Yeah,
no problem. So, you know, unfortunately, a lot of body corporates do feel as though the trustees are getting away with something. I think it's a very good term to use. But at the end of the day, the trustees have very little decision-making powers under the legislation, less so under the new legislation that they had under the old. And they have to be very clear as to whether or not they're setting a levy increase, raising a special levy, proposing the administrative or the reserve fund, alternatively borrowing money. And each one of those require different levels of consent. So when the trustees come to the members at an annual general meeting, they propose to them budgets, administrative fund and reserve fund budgets. And that reserve fund is really for what they contemplate is going to happen that year, what they plan is going to happen that year in terms of the maintenance, repair and replacement plan. And anything that they're not planning for that year either needs to be held until the next year or whenever it might be in terms of the plan, or it's something unknown or unforeseen. And then that's normally when a special levy kicks in or potentially the need to borrow money. And what many body corporates don't realize, and sometimes when a homeowners association, you know, follows what a body corporate does with the reserve fund, is that the body corporate puts all its money into a reserve fund. And then when it actually needs to spend money, there isn't anything available because a reserve fund is only for the maintenance, repair and replacement of existing common property infrastructure. So if they wanted to install something else or do something different, that is normally when they have to go the route of a special levy, alternatively, to borrow money. And I think a body corporate that has to make the decision to borrow money really is not able to rely on its reserve fund, its admin fund, whether or not a levy increase or a special levy is even possible, whether the members can afford it. And this leads me to, you know, speak about when owners are in arrears with their levies, is it really a good idea for a body corporate or a homeowners association to raise a levy increase or a special levy if people aren't paying their levies to start off with?
Exactly. All of this highlighting the importance of you participating actively if you are in a sectional title scheme. Zelinda van der Merwe, thank you very much for your insights this morning. Director of TVDM Consultants. They are specialist community schemes attorneys specializing in sectional title, homeowners associations, retirement schemes, and constitutional property law. 12 months